Your chance at that brand new Louis Vuitton purse and everything in it. We're going to be playing Loaded Louis at 8:30.
Don't blow it, folks. It's your one job. Study basically any sort of knowledge in the world right now.
Because you never know what the question is going
to
be.
You never know what the question is going to be. It's honestly your one job today, because every single Friday at this time, we go around the city, we go around the world, we go around this room.
You had one job.
All right, so here is the deal. I don't know how many of you are sports fans outside this room besides Jeff, Sheena, and myself, but there was a big basketball game this week between the University of Kentucky, number one ranked Wildcats, and a little college in a small little town called the University of Evansville, which is the birthplace of one, me, Sarah Pepper.
Right.
So I am the only one wearing purple watching this game, right?
I'm shocked it was even on TV.
It was on TV because it's UK, and they thought it was going to be a blowout. And UK went into this thinking, we'll just go ahead and pass on by this.
Right.
Like that, as I'm watching the game, I had to go put Parker down. I came back after halftime, and I'm like, what the what? We're winning. Like, Evansville is beating UK?
Right.
And they ended up winning at the end. I think it was by like 2 or 3 points. Of course, I go online to see what, you know.
What the folks are saying?
Expecting them to be ripping apart UK, tearing apart the program, beating up on the coach and the players for not winning. No. Do you want to know what's trending? Where's Evansville? What's Evansville?
Is this a real town?
Is this a real town? I think it's in Europe. No, it's in Iowa. I think it's in Idaho. Is that where all the guys' names Evan go? I think it's in Illinois. That's Evanston, Illinois. If you're going to talk trash about a small little city, which is where A League of Their Own was filmed. John Mattingly, first baseman of the New York Yankees, was born.
So much pride in you right now.
So much pride right now, okay? So much pride. Then at least do a little Google research and figure out where our city is, okay? You all had one job.
I love Costco. Love it.
You think?
Yes. I'm there at least once a week. My wife and I, we have 3 kids. There's a lot of stuff we need to buy in bulk. So I love Costco. But I also know Costco is a business, which means they aren't just going to give money away. So that's why I was amazed when I saw this story that so many people believed a scam that was on Facebook having to do with Costco. If you missed it, there was a coupon that you could print out that said it was $75 off at Costco. And people were like, yeah, this seems legitimate. Costco will totally just hand me $75. Now, granted, when you go to Costco, you end up spending at least $100, usually like maybe even $200 or $300. But Costco can't stay in business if they're just handing people $75 off. It was
a scam, folks.
It was totally a scam. It was a scam.
It was all over Facebook. My membership had expired. I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, what a great deal, $75 off.
Costco even said, like, look, folks, we love you shopping at Costco, but we're not giving you $75 off. Attention, Costco shoppers. Right now, it's $75 off. Just anything, everything, because we're just handing off $75. See you at the front.
Oh, no.
And we'll check your receipt as you go out the door.
Yeah, make sure it's you.
You gotta be more aware of what's a scam. If something seems too good to be true, it definitely is. We all had one job.